MLS ID number 410646.
Have you wanted to speak a new language but thought it'd be too difficult or take too much time? Then try Babbel. Whether you want to learn Spanish for future travel plans, French to connect with extended family, or maybe German to land a new job, Babbel works because it's built around real life. It teaches you everyday practical conversations that you'll actually use. All you need is 15 minutes a day, and you'll be on your way to confidently speaking a new language in just a few weeks. Babbel is designed by real language experts using a modern conversation-based technique that makes learning fun, engaging, and best of all, memorable. It starts by teaching you words and phrases. Then sentences gradually get more complex. Soon you're practicing short conversations about real life topics. And with 14 languages to choose from and lesson topics like travel, business, relationships, and more, you'll be sure to learn what matters most to you. Babbel, language for life. Learn a new language with ease. Go to babbel.com to try for free. That's BABBEL.com. Babbel.com.
Doesn't miss a thing, you got it to come strong. If you come at all, you better come strong. Get out of my way. Gonna come and shine, tell you what I got. Roll rage. Nothing you can do.
Walked up to the road rage. It seems increasingly likely, Ramona, that Jim Harbaugh is coaching in the NFL next year. And I'm not surprised. You know, yeah, Michigan's his alma mater, but look, he failed again at the end of the day. He did beat Ohio State, but he failed again. He lost both star defensive ends to the National Football League draft. And let's be honest, he left college for the pros once before. And he that seemed to be his choice when he made that decision before. You know, is he going to be the next Raiders coach? I don't know. I think it's a possibility. You know, as an NFL coach, he was actually pretty good. Now, do people get burned out on the Jim Harbaugh experience? Yes, I think they do. And that may mean you need another coach in 7-8 years. But if he gives you 7-8 years of quality, it's better than some of these teams have right now. And, you know, again, even though there's allegedly not been a connection yet with Vegas, he keeps being connected to that job. So we'll see. Robert would hate that. I know. You know, I'll tell you one other thing. There are a lot of people who credit Jim Harbaugh with some of the drafting that John Harbaugh has done at Baltimore. Ed, how are you, Ed?
Walter, I am well, sir. I hope you are. Happy weekend.
Yes, yeah, same to you, Ed. Thank you.
I requested my favorite Meatloaf song from the Rocky Horror Picture Show. Hopefully, Ramona can find it.
Okay.
I'm going to go ahead and give you my NFL pick since you'll have guessed.
The Cardinals? You got the Cardinals?
I was 3 out of 5 last week.
Well, that's good.
You know, I'll take that.
Yeah, absolutely.
There's no way in hell San Francisco is going into Green Bay and winning in 7-degree weather. I'm sorry. Garoppolo is not beating Aaron Rodgers.
Let me play devil's advocate for a second. What about the fact that San Fran's actually a running team? And that defensively...
That helps.
Yeah, and that defensively, once they shuffled that defensive line a little bit and moved Armstead, that defense has been about as stout against the run as any in the NFL the second half of the season. And Green Bay's strength is actually running the football.
Now, I agree with that, but at some point, you know that idiot Garoppolo is going to try to throw a pass.
Yeah, I do.
And he's going to get picked off.
I do.
That's just
I also know they're going to try and limit the number of forward passes he throws.
Probably a good idea, but yeah. Green Bay's defense is pretty good. Yeah. So now one thing they're not good against is a run. So that could pose a problem, but I'm not going against the home team. Until Tampa Bay prove they can lose at home with Tom Brady in the playoffs, I'm not going against them. I don't see how Tennessee loses at home after the season they had. They're just tougher.
Well, thank God, Ed, because there's been too much Cincinnati love. Nothing but bangle love.
Yeah, I don't get that.
I don't even know how healthy T. Higgins is.
I don't either. And Burrow, everybody wants to treat him like he's Willie Joe Namath in 1969. And look, I'm not going to diss the kid, but not yet. I'm a little torn on this Buffalo-Kansas City game. I think Buffalo was a better team, but Buffalo has so many skeletons in their closet where they choke. Now, granted, it's not this team.
You mean like Georgia?
Exactly. So I guess if this is the year Buffalo is going to get over it, they need to go ahead and do it. So I'll go with it. The girl that works with me said, Buffalo ain't going to win.
I heard that.
By the way, this is coming from
you tell her to settle right down. Tell her to settle right down.
She's a New England fan. She doesn't have a lot to say about anyway.
Let me tell you who's not going to win then. New England.
Yeah. And now she's cracking on me over the Cardinals and Falcons. That's what happens when you're at work with one another all day. But anyway.
Losers love company. You can commiserate with each other.
I got a rematch of the Music City game, Music City Bowl in the AFC and the Battle of the Bays in the NFC. Have a great weekend.
Thank you, Ed. Thank you, Ed. Listen to the peanut gallery there, Ramona. How about that?
I know.
Good to know that where Ed works, they're all working hard. Ed calling the show from work.
Yeah.
The woman next to him yelling
to his call,
yelling out
comments,
blurting out her peanut gallery comments. Ed's a Cardinals fan, she's a Patriots fan. You both have something in common. You both got drilled, and you're both home for the playoffs. So we know that it won't be either of those two teams. Did Ed actually pick Kansas City?
I'm not sure. I got confused.
Or did he pick Buffalo? He was a little wishy-washy on the Kansas City Buffalo thing. I'm not sure who he picked. Do I have any Chief picks at all? Are there any Chief picks at all? All right, Ramona, let's do this. Let me take care of some business quickly, all right? And then we'll give the people just a little bit of John Pinette. And then the rest of the show is basically going to be NFL discussion. I might mix in a little ACC Atlantic look ahead for next year. Let me tell you about Gilstrap Roofing. Gilstrap's been covering the upstate for four generations. They're the most experienced. They're the best ratings and reviews. Gilstrap Roofing is the upstate's go-to for quality roofs, storm damage, roof replacement, roof repair. Gilstrap does it all. They work with an experienced team of roofers who specialize in shingle roofs, metal roofs, flat roofs for residential, commercial, industrial customers. Their dedication to complete customer satisfaction is the reason why such a large portion of our business comes from previous customers and referrals. By the way, you know who's been completely satisfied as customers? This radio station, because they basically done work. Ramona's shaking her head in there.
Yeah, it's true.
Basically, up and down. They've basically done work for all of us and saved us from Ramona's small issue to Salesar David's enormous issue. They've saved us all. This is Gilstrap Roofing. If you're looking for a full-service roofing contractor that has extensive experience, who's fully licensed, bonded, insured, look no further than Gilstrap Roofing and the Gilstrap Difference. Serving the upstate and the Midlands since 1935, family-owned and operated across four generations, A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau, fully licensed, bonded, and insured, full-service roofing contractor, extensive experience with hail damage and wind damage claims, 5-year workmanship warranty for all full roof replacements, 864-269-1232, 864-269-1232, or online at gilstraproofing.com. Gilstraproofing.com. So you have a little bit of John Panette, Ramona, at the Chinese buffet. We have lost all set comedians, all of them, right? John Candy, Chris Farley, John Panette, Louis Anderson. We've lost them all, right? I mean,
that sounds like them.
It's
quite a bit.
And really, all those guys were amazingly talented.
I know.
But John Candy was a John Candy was an absolute genius.
He's my favorite.
Just an absolute genius. I mean, the facial expressions, everything, the delivery. I mean, Candy was. I'm just not sure there's ever been anybody like Candy. But as a stand-up comedian, John Panette, as funny as anybody who ever lived. And I don't know about the political correctness of this, but this was John Panette. Give me a little of that, Ramona.
Well, it's a pleasure to be here because I was just in Las Vegas, so I need the money. I lost a lot of money. I really did. I mean, I get them back at the buffet, don't get me wrong. $9.95, all you can eat. We'll see who wins this friggin' handout, won't we? I do believe I have blackjack. I was at the prime rib counter going, hit me again. The buffet manager was horrified. You should have seen him. He looked like a deer caught in the headlights. Get the prime rib back in the kitchen. Finally, they just gave me my money back. Here's your $1,000. Get out! Actually, they have a buffet in Las Vegas. It's called the Oz Buffet. It's the Wizard of Oz theme, and it's a buffet. You walk up, and it's the Emerald City, and it's an all-you-can-eat buffet. I ran to it. Here, out of the witcher, out of the doctor, out of the night. Step into the sun, step into the light. Prime ribs and pork chops and scampi. Oh, my. Prime ribs and pork chops and scampi. Oh, my. You know, I talk about buffets not because I'm a big guy. No, I'm actually writing a book, Around the World in 80 Buffets. And in my research, I found that there are some foods that shouldn't be all you can eat. Like Chinese food shouldn't be all you can eat. Because you get hungry again. I don't know what it is. They put something in it. They must. Because I order takeout, they're always real happy. Oh, he's gonna be back. I give that big boy 1 hour. Because you do get hungry again. What is it, too? And you go from full to starving. There's nothing in between. You go from, oh my God, I can't believe I ate all that chow mein. Hey, look, they brought egg rolls. So I went to this Chinese all-you-can-eat buffet, and well, the owner, he got pissed. I mean, he was rude, though. He'd come out every hour. Look, he go again. He started screaming at me. You're gone now. You're here 4 hours. Why you're here 4 hours? You're not come here anymore.
That's it.
Why you have spare ribs?
That's a little sample of John Panette taking you around the world of buffets. John Panette is one of the funniest humans in history, and he was probably, I mean, through in his prime. I mean, I don't know how tall he was, but he might have gone 500. I mean, you know, but he slimmed down at some point. He still died way too soon and was such an unbelievable comic genius. By the way, we have a young genius on hold who doesn't weigh 500 pounds, Faxon Childress. Faxon, we'll get to Faxon as soon as we come back. Before we do any of that, and you can get in if you want, 654-7627. We may still entertain some of your calls. Let me tell you about my friends at the Health Dare. Look, the new year, the new decade signals new beginnings. With the Health Dare, you can lose weight, reverse your type 2 diabetes, high blood pressure, high cholesterol, sleep apnea, or IBS in 30 days or your money back. Larry lost 75 pounds and 57 inches, has come off both his high blood pressure meds and his acid reflux meds, all without going to the gym or giving up fast food and carbs. And you can too. The great part about the Health Dare is that it's buy one program, get one free, because no one should do this alone. Call 1-877-I-DARE-ME. They want you to go with a family member, go with a friend, go with a coworker. They don't want you to go alone. Tell them I sent you. Call 1-877-I-DARE-ME, 1-877-I-DARE-ME, or go to idareme.com today. That's idareme.com, and you will thank me later. We'll take a quick break. We'll be joined by Faxon Childress on the other side. We're primarily going to discuss the NFL playoffs. We might touch on the ACC Atlantic a little bit, a little off-the-cuff thing when we get back. Quick break.
Earn more per hour when you start a high-paying manufacturing career with Sunbrella. There's job openings in all positions at Glen Raven's Anderson plant. Manufacturing the best in business, Sunbrella products, right in Anderson. And they want to meet you. It's a great time to join the Sunbrella team. They've had 2 wage increases in the past 9 months, so you'll earn more per hour. On top of that, there's premium pay for night shifts. You'll be a key player on a first-rate manufacturing team producing high-quality Sunbrella products right here in Anderson. They're looking for all positions, from operators to technicians, whether you're experienced or ready to be trained. In addition to the highly competitive pay, you'll also enjoy paid vacation and holidays, 401k matching, a pension program, free on-site medical care, a 24/7 fitness center, and more. Start your high-paying manufacturing career by applying today at join.sunbrella.com.
So you finally got your credit score up to 700. You're feeling good, about to get a new credit card with rewards. You apply and, it's not approved. And that knocks your score right out of the 700 club. There's a better way. Next time, go to Credit Karma and check out your approval odds first so you can find a card you're more likely to get approved for. And with over 100 million members, there are plenty of reviews to help you choose. Get your free credit scores and find the right card for you at Credit Karma. Approval not guaranteed, subject to checks.
Hey, sports bettors, listen up. Quark here to tell you about the sportsbook I use, and that's BetUS. We're in the midst of the NFL playoffs, which means it's time to lay down those bets. The sportsbook I endorse is BetUS.com, and if you want to know why, it's because BetUS is the pioneer in online betting with more than 25 years in the business. You want a sportsbook with integrity, longevity. You need to know you're going to get paid. You need a sportsbook that offers everything, including live betting, MMA, golf, NBA, NHL, esports, and all kinds of crazy bets. Call 1-800-79-BETUS. That's 1-800-79-BETUS. They're going to walk you through how to set up an account. Nobody in the industry gives better bonuses than BetUS. You can join now, mention WCCP, and get up to 150% in bonuses on your first deposit. Nobody beats that. I trust BetUS, so should you. BetUS.com. Join today. That's BetUS.com. Must be 21 or older to play. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
We've all heard the expression, practice makes perfect. But at Kumon Learning Centers, we believe practice makes possibilities. Imagine what your child could achieve with math and reading mastery at an early age. No one achieves greatness by accident. They practice. Right now, enjoy free registration and save up to $50 at Kumon, where practice makes possibilities. Call 1-800-ABC-MATH to book an orientation today.
With the largest coverage of any sports talk station in the upstate.
Bring back the action.
Nobody does it better than us. We're 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar, where every day is game day.
There's nothing wrong with getting a good head.
to shut away the pieces of a broken heart.
Walked up to the Red Rage. I'll get the facts in 1 second. You know, a regular listener of the show who contributes on the text line on a daily basis, Germ, who is a Arkansas and Cowboy fan, just wrote me and said, well, can you ask the Road Rage family to slip up a prayer for my mama? She's in the hospital with heart issue. Thank you. Great show as always, brother. Absolutely, Germ. Our thoughts and prayers are with you, your mom, your whole family, wishing you nothing but the best. And absolutely, Road Rage family, lift her up. And lift Germ up. Appreciate that. Appreciate that very much. Good luck to you, Germ. Good luck to your mom. I got a ton of people running, writing about John Panette. Stephen from Salem says, thank you for the clip, Walt. He said 4 hours or for an hour. Text says, very funny. Next text says, priceless comedy. It just, it goes on. It goes on and on. Text said, loved Uncle Buck's car. Yeah, that was funny, too. John Candy was a genius, too. John Panette, just absolutely hysterical. Faxon, how are you, Faxon?
I'm doing great. How are you, Walt?
Good, Faxon. I appreciate you getting in and joining us today. We'll talk a little NFL playoffs. Have you thought ahead at all to the ACC next year?
As far as basketball goes?
No, football.
Football. I've looked forward to it a little bit. I know Keaton Slovis going to Pitt is definitely, I think, is going to have them towards the upper echelon of the conference again.
It might. I mean, somebody has to win that division. There certainly will be some talented quarterbacks in the division because Van Dyke at Miami, I think, is the most talented quarterback Miami's had since Jim Kelly. And obviously, Brandon Armstrong is sensational. I don't know who's going to be blocking for him next year. That's a little bit of a concern. And we'll have to see about that. But yeah, if Slovis is able to make the transition, look, it's a pretty big culture transition, weather transition from Southern Cal to Pittsburgh. And I have no idea how Slovis is going to handle any of that. But if he does, you know, again, that division should have pretty good quarterback play. But now the ACC Atlantic, you know, again, you're going to have some talented quarterbacks. You're going to have whatever Clemson has. And I think you think it's going to be Cade Klubnik from what I heard of your last conversation. I'm not so sure about that. I know you were really high on DJ Uiagalelei at one point. I'm still pretty high on him. I think that he played injured all year, and I don't think he had much help. I think you're going to get a much better version of DJ Uiagalelei next year and a healthier version. And if you do, I think he'll play well. Regardless, you know, the situation at quarterback for Clemson should improve next year with a more seasoned DJ Uiagalelei and some competition from Cade Klubnik.
Yeah, I would agree. And I think it really just all depends on camp. And I would agree also with the fact that DJ did not have a ton of help last year, whether that be the offensive line and pass pro, the run game being inconsistent at times, even though towards the end it started to hit his stride. And then on the outside, we just never knew what we were going to get from production and availability-wise from the wide receiver room. So I think DJ will start the year as a starting quarterback. I think those first couple games just depends on if he stays the starting quarterback. And then obviously, you know, if you play less than four games, you can save your year of eligibility. So after that four-game mark, we'll have to see how it's looking, because I think Cade could eventually transition and take over as a starter. But if DJ comes out on fire, then there's no reason to not start him and go with him as the quarterback headed into next year.
Yeah, and obviously, you know, this football team should be loaded in many areas next year. The defensive line should be incredible. The linebacker level is going to lose some key experience, but may actually be more athletic. The offensive line, I think, came a long way the second half of the year. I was not real optimistic about this offensive line going into the year, and I think with good reason. But I am much more optimistic about the offensive line heading into next year. And in combination with that pool of running backs that should be among the best in the country. So I think we sort of know what Clemson is. The question is, you know, what about these other teams in the Atlantic? And I think it starts with NC State. Now, NC State lost some key pieces. They lost Ekwonu, who you know, has a chance to be the top offensive lineman taking the draft. Actually has a chance to be the number one overall pick, but he'll certainly be in the top five or six picks. So that's obviously a big loss. They lost both starting running backs, Bam Knight and Ricky Person. And both those guys were really good players for NC State. And they basically split all the rushing carries NC State had. They had 275 rushing attempts between those two guys. So there's some questions about, you know, who will be their running backs next year. Delbert Mims, Jordan Houston, the Allen kid who's coming in. There are some questions there. But what they will have, Vaxson, is they'll have Devin Leary, who was outstanding all season long. I think most people slept on him all year. I think in terms of facing Clemson, I know Pickett threw for 320 or whatever he threw for, but I think Devin Leary actually played the best game that any quarterback played against Clemson all year long.
Yeah, and Leary was really efficient in that game. He threw for four touchdowns, if I'm not mistaken, in that double OT win. And very efficient. I think he had 70-plus percent completion percentage, which was pretty much the mark that the entire year. Ended the season with 35 TDs and 5 picks, so he definitely put together an impressive campaign for Doran's Wolfpack, and I know they're kind of claiming the 10-win season after the whole dilemma with the bowl game being canceled. I'm still going to put them at 9 wins for last year, but they could have very well been a 10-win team, so I think, obviously, a 9-10 win team returning their starting quarterback and some pieces on defense, even though they do lose an O-lineman that's big, and they do lose both their starting running backs. If they still got Leary, I think they're going to be able to compete in every game, because if you look down their schedule, their three losses were a 1-point loss to Miami, a 3-point loss to Wake, and a 14-point loss really early in the year to Mississippi State. So they were competitive in pretty much every game they played in, and they might regress in the win column by a few wins next year, but you can bet that they're not going to be an easy game for anyone on their schedule next year.
Yeah, and I'm not even sure about the regression. I mean, I think they're the chief threat to Clemson in the division. I think Leary is that good, and you're 100% right about Leary in the game. He completed 75% of his throws in the game, and he controlled the entire football game. I mean, they had the ball the entire game. They had the ball for 40 minutes, and they had 30 or 31 first downs in the game to, I think, 12 for Clemson. And it was all Devin Leary in the short passing game. He controlled the entire football game, and he played that way. I mean, honestly, you know, that team really had a legitimate chance to go unbeaten if some of the guys around Leary had made some plays, and if NC State didn't have the meltdown at Mississippi State, which is what it was. But look, we could debate the 9-10 thing all along, but I almost give them credit for it, because I think they were done wrong. I mean, you know, you go out there to play the game, and UCLA doesn't let you know until 5 hours before the game. I think it's utter nonsense. And I'm sort of on NC State side of that deal. You know, maybe there's another reason UCLA didn't want to play. Maybe they didn't want to add another loss to their resume. But, you know, the thing about NC State, Faxon, is that they're returning their entire defense. And that defense was probably the second best defense in the ACC this year after only Clemson. But they're returning 14 of their top 15 tacklers, including Peyton Wilson, who was lost to them this year. So they're basically bringing back that entire group with additional pieces, and Peyton Wilson, who was an all-league player before the injury.
Yeah, and, you know, with experience, the defense is only going to be able to get better, and playing with the same group of players you were playing with last year, whether that be in the secondary, along the defensive line, or in the linebacking core, it's nice to have that familiarity on the defense, because, you know, you're a college kid at the end of the day. These kids are 19, 20, and it always just helps being familiar with your situation and your surroundings. So I think the NC State defense could improve next year. It'll be interesting to see how much what the run split, the run pass split on offense looks like for NC State next year, because there were times where Doran really wanted to throw the ball over the lot last year. He had 59 pass attempts against Wake. Devin Leary did. Yeah. He had 44 against Clemson. So if they're not able to establish that run game, they're not comfortable with the running backs, I think you could see Devin Leary put up some monster numbers just surely due to usage next year. And I think this NC State team is a lot better than I think a lot of people are realizing. I think they could get to that 9-win mark again, potentially 10.
Yeah, I think they can too. I think they'll be Clemson's chief competition in the division. But, you know, the division in general is going to have some interesting teams next year. Sam Hartman returns at Wake Forest. Wake Forest will appear to be loaded. They'll still have some defensive issues. I'm not in love with Sam Hartman at this point. My concern about Wake Forest is every time they play a real team like Clemson or Pittsburgh, especially after the first quarter when Pittsburgh figured out the delayed mesh point, I think they get eaten up. They that delayed mesh point is too close to the line of scrimmage when you play an elite team, at least when you have a 5'9" quarterback, and they can list Hartman at whatever they want. He's not more than 5'9", and he gets swallowed up in those situations. So I think, you know, Dave Clawson is a really bright guy, but he acts like that's a proprietary system that the whole world wants. And whether it's proprietary or not, it's not. He really got the delayed mesh point thing from Kansas State and Snyder and Colin Klein. But whether he views it that way or not, I think he's going to have to adjust that, at least with a 5'9" quarterback against the better teams they play, or you're destined to get the same result.
Yeah, I don't think there's any chance Wake wins 11 games again next year. I think there's a good chance they've still got a prolific and touted offense because there are a lot of teams that don't have the personnel up front them, and they're going to be able to put up points, but it's one of those things where that defense I saw this year is one of the worst I've ever seen in ACC football. I mean, they got lit up by everyone.
Well, you know, hey, Faxon, there was a lot of that going around the ACC last year. I mean, the defenses in the ACC last year, Faxon, other than Clemson, NC State, Pitt, and I guess Syracuse, the rest of the defenses in the ACC were an abomination.
They really were, and like it just goes to show how awful Wake's. I mean, even Pitt, Pitt's defense was good, but they're like fourth best in the conference, and they were still giving up a good amount of yards and points. Yeah. I mean, Duke's defense was literally giving up 40 a game. Wake's defense was giving up like 33 a game. Virginia's defense was giving up like 33 a game. That Wake Forest versus Virginia game just felt like a fever dream. That game felt like it was on speed. I felt like no one could get it. Brendan Armstrong lost 75 times. So like I was sitting there thinking I was in like some sort of hallucination watching the Wake Virginia game. So it was entertaining football, but there was no defense at all being played.
No, and then, you know, if they dared go out of conference, you know, when Virginia played BYU, they gave up 800 yards.
I mean, I'm just like, who was the defensive coordinator here? Like, could we not do anything to prevent this against BYU?
Yeah. Now, you know, that BYU offense was pretty dynamic, but 800 yards. And poor Brendan Armstrong, you know, is out there giving everything he can. I mean, Brendan Armstrong put up like 600 yards in that game, but it was 200 too short. You know, it wasn't enough. And somehow, you know, from a national respect standpoint, three quarters or more of the ACC needs to tighten up their defenses. Yeah, we're in an offensive age of football, but you can't give up 35 to everybody on your schedule. I mean, look at Miami. Miami went through the whole season. They had that early game against App State. But other than that, until like the final two games of the year, they gave up 30 or more to every Power 5 team they played. And they were supposed to be good on defense by ACC standards.
It's just ridiculous. And everyone was super high on North Carolina. I was relatively high on them as well. And
I was too. Gave up,
you can't win games consistently when you're giving up 30-plus points per game. And it'll be interesting what Tony does. I know Tony's not a defensive coach, but you got to do something about that defense for Virginia. Every Virginia game I watched felt the same. It felt like they were miraculously down 14 points 3 minutes into the game.
Yeah.
And then you look at and Brendan Armstrong's thrown 60 passes, and you're like, 60? And then you look at his yards, and he somehow miraculously has 450 yards, and then they lose by two scores. It just doesn't even make sense.
Yeah. Yeah, the league, when I look ahead to next year, I think that the quarterback play in the league is going to be incredible, but on paper it was incredible this year. But the issue is going to be, can the quarterback play overcome the number of bad defenses that exist in this league? And again, outside of Clemson, who was nationally elite, NC State, Pittsburgh, Syracuse, that grouping of three teams, the rest of the league, all of them, all of the rest of the league, all those teams were dreadful on defense. And even with elite quarterback play, you're not going to overcome all that. So that'll be the challenge. It's certainly the challenge for Wake Forest, as you pointed out. Louisville, Faxon, has the same challenge. Their offense is going to be backed basically intact. There were times last year where Cunningham looked, he looked like Lamar Jackson. At his best, he looks like Lamar Jackson. He's as athletic. I know it seems impossible, but he is. I mean, had he not been hurt in the Clemson game, Louisville probably wins that game. And it was because of him. Clemson had no real answers for him. But that Louisville defense, like so many of the others in the league, terrible. So they're going to need to get better on that side of the ball. But offensively, Louisville should be a team that's scoring over 30 points every game next year.
Yeah, and Louisville put up around 32 a game this year. When you look at Malik Cunningham, I mean, if you just go down Louisville's offense as a whole, Malik Cunningham's their team. Leading rusher, leading passer, obviously. I think he had about 3K yards through the air, around 20 throwing TDs to 6 picks this year, but that's not what he's best at. 173 attempts on the ground for over 1,000 yards and 20 rushing touchdowns. They're never going to have a dynamic receiver on the outside that's going to make a ton of plays. They've got a couple of decent ones, but they're really predicated in the run game because Cunningham is so dynamic, and I think they've got Cooley and Mitchell are their two main running backs, and both of those players are pretty good as well. Once again, this is another team that putting up points is not going to be an issue for them. They're probably going to get their 30 a game next year. It's just, can they not give up 30 on the other end?
Yeah.
And I hope for Louisville's sake that their defense can take some strides, because I don't feel like they were I think they ended the season 6-7, if I'm not mistaken. I think that was a better football team than 6-7. I think they've definitely got to be winning more football games than 6 with Malik Cunningham on the roster. That's just, you can't be wasting a talent like that that's going to give you through the air and on the ground. You can't be wasting a talent like that. I know they lost that game to Virginia, and Wake Forest were both really close, and they lost another close one to Clemson that they could have won. So, you know, I think that could be a 7-8 win football team next year, depending on if their defense can just hold up a little bit.
Yeah, the Kentucky blowout concerns me a little bit. You know, and Kentucky sort of crushed them. We'll continue this conversation on the other side. We have three more teams to touch on in the ACC Atlantic. I'm joined by Faxon Childress. We're discussing the ACC Atlantic. We'll get to the NFL playoffs in just a little bit. We'll take a quick break here. Before we do, let me tell you about my guy, Gary Mahaffey, Insurance for Seniors and Disabled. Listen, Gary is going to be holding a Medicare Basics seminar. It's free. It's free. Free? Did I say free? It's recommended for anyone turning 65 or beginning disability Medicare at some point during 2022. It's going to be held Sunday, March 27th from 3 to 5 at the Holiday Inn Express in Piedmont. The venue's just off exit 40 on Highway 153 in Powdersville, right at exit 40. Seating is going to be very limited. It will fill up quickly. So you need to call 864-307-8484, 864-307-8484 to RSVP. Materials and refreshments will be provided. First come, first served. Outside of the annual enrollment period, Medicare has over 150 special election periods that a person might qualify for. So call Gary still at 864-307-8484, 864-307-8484. Tell him I sent you. And he can determine if you might be eligible for one of those special election periods based upon your individual circumstances. I don't know how many people have called me, written me, and thanked me for turning them on to Gary. And Mike from Anderson called us the other day and said Gary was so helpful to him. Provided so much information, filled in all the gaps, and gave him all the knowledge on the issue that he was lacking. And Gary is that guy. He has the knowledge of being on both sides of the equation, and his patience is saintly. Trust me, call him, 864-307-8484. You'll thank me later. Quick break. I'll be back with Faxon Childress.
Granger Nissan of Anderson is not only home of the lifetime warranty, but the winner of the Nissan Award of Excellence for 3 years in a row. Granger Nissan is here to serve the upstate with excellent service and competitive pricing. With the largest selections of Nissans in the upstate, Granger Nissan is sure to have what you need in stock and ready to drive off the lot today. Granger Nissan of Anderson at 3510 Clemson Boulevard, only 25 miles from Greenville, and always online at GrangerNissanOfAnderson.com.
In 2007, Marine First Lieutenant Travis Manning was killed in Iraq after saving his wounded teammates. Travis's legacy lives on through the five words he spoke before leaving for his final deployment. If not me, then who? Words that today fuel the spirit of Travis Manning Foundation. Words that live in veterans, families of the fallen, and inspired civilians who go out of their way to find a way, who help others with the help of others, who bounce back after each setback, who make good on good intentions. Through Travis Manion Foundation, if not me, then who, are words that can live in you too. Show the world what your character is made of, because character is invisible until it's not. Find out how you can strengthen the character of your community alongside empowered veterans, families of the fallen, and inspired civilians at TravisManion.org. That's TravisManion.org.
As an independent business owner, you are the expert on your products, services, and customers. But you may not have the time or expertise to handle other duties, such as ensuring tax forms and payments are made. Let David Green help you get back on track. He can implement the best IRS programs to resolve all of your IRS and South Carolina tax issues. Call us at 271-7940 or visit our website, davidgreenattorney.com, for a free appointment to discuss your situation.
Gilstrap Roofing has an experienced team that specializes in shingle, metal, and flat roofs for residential, commercial, and industrial customers. Their dedication to complete customer satisfaction is why a large portion of their business comes from repeat customers and referrals. If you need a full-service roofing contractor that has over 80 years of experience and takes pride in top customer satisfaction, Gilstrap Roofing has got you covered. Call for your free roofing estimate today at 269-1232 and online at gilstraproofing.com.
Hey, sports bettors, listen up. Quark here to tell you about the sports book I use, and that's BetUS. We're in the midst of the NFL playoffs, which means it's time to lay down those bets. The sports book I endorse is BetUS.com, and if you want to know why, it's because BetUS is the pioneer in online betting with more than 25 years in the business. You want a sports book with integrity, longevity. You need to know you're going to get paid. You need a sports book that offers everything, including live betting, MMA, golf, NBA, NHL, esports, and all kinds of crazy bets. Call 1-800-79-BETUS. That's 1-800-79-BETUS. They're going to walk you through how to set up an account. Nobody in the industry gives better bonuses than BETUS. You can join now, mention WCCP, and get up to 150% in bonuses on your first deposit. Nobody beats that. I trust BETUS, so should you. BETUS.com. Join today. That's BETUS.com. Must be 21 or older to play. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Have you wanted to speak a new language but thought it'd be too difficult or take too much time? Then try Babbel. In just 15 minutes a day, Babbel teaches you conversations that you will actually use. With 14 languages and lesson topics like travel, business, relationships, and more, you'll learn what matters most to you. Babbel. Language for life. Learn a new language with ease. Go to Babbel.com to try for free. That's Babbel.com.
One day, your Honda, Acura, Lexus, or Toyota is going to need an oil change. And there's that question, where do I take it? Before you make that decision, ask yourself what you're getting. Do they test drive your vehicle? Do they rotate your tires? Do they glance at the brakes? Or remove the tires and provide an exact measurement of your brake pads? What about suspension? Fluids? At First Class Halt, an oil change means so much more than routine maintenance. Come experience the difference. FirstClassHalt.com, your dealership alternative in Anderson and Greenville.
Have you ever noticed that when the afternoon light hits your floors, you can see everything, including dust?
So much dust.
And that floor dust gets kicked up into the air, compromising the quality of air you and your family breathe.
Eesh.
Swiffer Heavy Duty Sweeper is the fast and easy way to clean your floors with ultra-thick pads that trap and lock dust before it gets in the air. Just a couple minutes a day,
and dust is gone.
Swiffer Heavy Duty Sweeper. Proud partner of the American Lung Association.
Hey, if you bleed orange and purple, we're your flagship station for Clemson athletics. You're listening to 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar.
Only in America, folks.
Where every day is game day.
Texter 940 says, John Candy, where'd it go? acted like his size was normal and everybody else was just too skinny. He did. He was a legend. By the way, he says he has snow where he's at. Texas said better quarterback, Pickett or Slovis. Well, I mean, right now it's Pickett, but Slovis is Slovis has ability. We just haven't seen enough of it, quite frankly. And you know, and he ran from the situation at USC, which is, you know, sort of the poster child for embarrassing transfer quarterback situations right now. JT Daniels ran from Keaton Slovis. Keaton Slovis ran from Jackson Dart, and now Jackson Dart has run, apparently from Williams. We'll see. But that appears to be the case. Texas says Clemson goes 11-1 if they lose to Notre Dame and 12-0 if they beat Notre Dame. Texas said, while going to the Clemson game tomorrow, do we have to wear a mask? We do. Correct, Ramona? Still mask
yes.
Order in place. This is coming right back to facts in 1 second. This is Walt. Do you think Clemson held back on DJ as a runner last year due to lack of depth of the position? And will they turn him loose next year having a capable backup? And will that improve his overall performance now being a true dual threat? I think that I think he was injured and he played injured. And I think that had a lot to do with some of that. Now, again, he's not a fast twitch guy. He doesn't have suddenness. To define it as explosiveness from a stop, you know, he doesn't have that. He's a big, strong guy who has to get his shoulders squared and get downhill. But, you know, he did play through injury this year, and I expect better from him next year. Faxon, thoughts on that element with DJ, the question by the texter? If you heard it.
Yeah, I think DJ was also very clearly playing injured last year, and his lack of running really showed that. Also, I think a part of it was due to the fact that if DJ sustained an injury that he couldn't play through, I don't think anyone on the staff trusted Tyson Pumichon as a passer, not really as a runner, but I felt like, you know, the coaching staff probably thought that with Tyson in there, that kind of prohibited him through the air. Now with Cade Klubnik coming in, obviously, he's a more than capable backup. Obviously, he's the number one QB in the country. So DJ's going to be the starter going into the year. I don't know why anyone's pretending like that's not going to be the case. We've seen how Dabo operates in the past. He's going to ride it out with the seniority and the older player, the experienced player, at least for the first couple games of the season. So I think DJ's going to have, with a new offensive coordinator, some new weapons around him, and improved offensive line, he's going to have full capability of showing what he can do through the air and on the ground in the first couple of games of the season. And if he proves himself, he'll be the starter going forward. So I'm excited to see a fully healthy DJ, recovered and healthy DJ, show what he's got with his arm and what he's got with his legs.
Yep, I'm in agreement with that. So, you know, so looking at the ACC Atlantic again, the Clemson quarterback situation should be greatly improved regardless of how it plays out. NC State in Devin Leary heads into the season with the best quarterback situation in the division. I think that's inarguable at this point based on how Leary has played. And again, I had Leary on my preseason top 25 quarterback list. I've talked him up for several years now. It was nice to see him finally play a healthy season and people see what he's capable of. He's only like 6'1". But he has a very live arm. He's really accurate and he's smart. He doesn't make mistakes with the football, and that goes a long way in winning close games. So NC State will still be formidable next year. We've discussed Wake Forest and Louisville. All right, Faxon, Florida State. You know, it's funny. I still don't know what Florida State is. I do think that they're getting better slowly under Norvell. And I think it was going to be a slow rebuild. I think it was vital that he was able to hold the recruiting class together to the degree that he did. But of course, he lost his best player to Jackson State, and that's not helpful. But all in all, I think things are getting better there. You know, Travis gives them certainly a terrific athlete at the position, who still is not a polished thrower or a polished passer at all. I think they're getting better, Faxon, but I still think they're sort of locked into the middle, the muddy middle of the division somewhere.
Yeah, after how obnoxious Florida State fans used to be when they were on top, I cannot say I'm mad at all of this development of mediocrity. I hope they stay there for five more years. They really deserve. Roll Jordan Travis out there after losing your number one recruit, win six games, pack it up. I'm completely fine with that. I really will.
That's good facts, and I like that. And then Boston College, and you know, look, I don't think this football team is very good, but I do think Phil Jurkovec is very good. In fact, you know, I think from a talent standpoint, from an NFL standpoint, I think had Jurkovec played the entire year, I think he would have been the first quarterback taken in this year's draft. I think he would have been a top 10 pick. He's 6'5". He's way more athletic than people understand. He has absolutely an ability to extend plays. Live arm, not an elite arm, but a live arm. And I think if Jurkovec has the whole spring and fall, I think he comes into next season, and I think he lights it up. I still don't know how good BC is going to be, even with Jurkovec playing really well. But I think they're going to be vastly improved. Look, you insert Jurkovec into some of the games they lost this year, a healthy Jurkovec into some of the games they lost. For example, the Clemson game, instead of Dennis Grozel, and they win that game.
I think that, you know, I'm just going to come out and say it. I think that when we look back at the end of next year, I think Jurkovec is QB1 in the ACC when we look back on it. And he really showed what he could do in the 2020 season. Last year wasn't great for his standards, but he was battling. I think it was a thumb injury, if I'm not mistaken. So he was playing on a broken thumb and then had surgery and then tried to come back and just didn't work out. Hopefully he can be fully healthy going into next season. I'm not going to say I think Boston College wins 8 games or anything outlandish, but I think they could win 6 or 7, and I think Jurkovec could put together a really solid campaign.
Yeah, I'm in agreement with that. And then Syracuse, who again, look, I think White is a good defensive coordinator. I like what they did defensively this year. Obviously, it helps to have one of the 2 or 3 best running backs in the nation in Tucker, who is that. He's all that in a bag of chips. They still have to figure out their quarterback situation. But honestly, given what I thought would happen with Syracuse heading into the year, they really had a pretty good season and saved Dino Babers, because I thought he was dead man walking heading into the season.
Yeah, they were dead in the water, it looked like, at the beginning of the season. And then Garrett Schrader was named the starting quarterback. And, you know, Schrader and Tucker in the run game combined really posed a threat for a lot of the teams Syracuse won against. I mean, Sean Tucker obviously had a monster year, averaging 6 yards a carry on the ground, had like 1,500 yards and 15 total touchdowns. But Garrett Schrader, you can't forget, he's right there behind him with 800 rushing yards, 14 rushing touchdowns, and then added 9 through the air. And he didn't even start every game. So if we get a full year of Garrett Schrader at quarterback, Sean Tucker is back and on Syracuse again, if I'm not mistaken. I don't think the Syracuse team will be bad next year, but I can't put them up there with, you know, teams like NC State, Wake, and Clemson. I think it'll be a really good look for Dino if they could get to the, like, mid-table ACC Atlantic, though, after he looked like he was going to get fired. I really don't know how he was able to escape and still has a job, but that's good for him, and hopefully they can have a bounce-back season.
And they, you know, look, and they may well be able to do that. You know, your little your little negative dreams about Florida State could really come true. I mean, Florida State could actually get better, be better, and wind up in a worse position in the division, because the division, I think next year, is going to be very competitive. I mean, if we just guess right now that Clemson wins the division and NC State finishes second, Wake Forest isn't going away, as you already mentioned. They're, even if they can't beat the most elite teams, they can pretty much beat everybody else. They've proven that. Louisville is going to be loaded on offense. We'll find out whether they improve at all defensively. BC is going to have a healthy Jurkovec and as one of the more dynamic receivers in the country. And Syracuse has, you know, maybe the best rushing attack outside of Clemson in the league. So, you know, it's conceivable that Florida State could actually get better and slip to the bottom of the division and that there might be some upward mobility for Syracuse. I mean, I could see Syracuse finishing in the middle of the division next year. I mean, I think at the top, you'd almost have to say status quo going into the year. You'd have to say, you know, Clemson wins the division, I think. NC State finishes second. Wake Forest finishes third. And then the other four teams are in sort of a jumble to see how they sort out.
I'm in agreement. And, you know, if let's say Cunningham plays the standard that we're used to from him, Djurkovic plays from the standard we're used to from him, and Tucker and Schrader are really able to get that ground game going, I don't think it's unrealistic to say that Florida State finishes last in the ACC Atlantic. I could see a realistic scenario. I mean, when you go by overall record, they were tied for last this year. Yep. And they were 4-4 in the conference, but a lot of those games were close. And a couple breaks going the other way, and you're looking at a 3-9 Florida State team this year. So they're definitely not a team that I trust going into next year. And if they ended up bottom of the barrel in the Atlantic, I would not be surprised by that development at all.
Well, you know, if you just think about the quarterback play heading into the year, and we'll see. I mean, you know, maybe Travis improves as a thrower. Maybe he works hard. He's certainly a terrific athlete. No one's going to argue that. I mean, he's one of the more dynamic athletes playing quarterback in all of college football. But if you're just looking at the quarterback position heading into the year, you would probably have to put Florida State second to last in the division, ahead of only Syracuse, I would think.
Yeah, I mean, and Travis and Schrader are pretty comparable.
Players. Yeah, that's right. Yeah, no, you're 100% right. They sort of have the same strengths as runners, and neither is really developed as a throw of the football yet. So, it's going to be a highly competitive ACC Atlantic, and I do think we'll see some upsets because I think everybody's good enough. Quick break.
WCCP-FM 105.5, Clemson, Greenville, Anderson. WAHT-AM 1560, Cowpens. 97.5, Spartanburg. We are the Roar.
Skeptic about septic? Call the experts, the plumbing experts. Did you know your septic tank should be pumped every 3 to 5 years? With our maintenance plan, you don't need to worry. We take care of it. When it comes to septic tanks, prevention through routine maintenance is key. Our plumbers are fully trained, licensed, and qualified to provide the best experience the first time. So whether you need a pump or repair, don't be a skeptic about septic. Call the experts, the plumbing experts. Visit online at theplumbingexperts.com. They won't let you down.
If you are looking for first-class service, consider First Class Halt. Here at First Class Halt, our technicians are not paid by commission. All this does is promote unnecessary repairs and dollars being spent by you. We pride ourselves on being honest. We will never sell you a service that doesn't need to be done, and no surprises. All prices must be approved by you before work is done. Come see what First Class service really means. First Class Halt, located in Anderson and Greenville.
Hey, how did you sleep last night? Research shows adults need between 7 and 9 hours of sleep every night. Most don't. The number one reason given? A bad mattress. Sleep may be the most important activity you do every day. It affects your mood, energy, productivity, and health. Visit the sleep experts at Engineered Sleep and find the perfect mattress for a better night's sleep for your family. Use code WCCP for 10% off. That's up to $250 off. American made right here in Greenville. Visit engineersleep.com for a better sleep and a better life.
Hey, Tiger fans, Don Munson here to tell you about Buff City Soap. You'll find delightfully scented plant-based soaps that are handmade daily. They're on a mission to create handmade products that are free of harsh ingredients and full of nourishing plant-based goodies to make your skin happy. They have beard oil, pet soap, bath bombs, laundry soap, body butter, and more. The Munson household is sold. Nourish your skin at Buff City Soap with two locations to serve you in the upstate. Hartwell Village Shopping Center in Clemson and the shops at Green Ridge in Greenville.
Whether you're a business owner, single investor, or retiree, financial advisor Greg Wales of Kiowa Financial is here to help you plan for your future as your personal financial engineer. Greg uses cutting-edge financial technology to create a meticulous plan that helps you achieve your current investment and financial goals. Schedule your free consultation by calling Greg at 654-5043 or visit Kiowa Financial, located next to Max Drive-In on Pendleton Road in Clemson. Securities and advisory services offered through the strategic...